Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, with Eric Thames of the Milwaukee Brewers. And Eric, as I said earlier in the year, we had people calling in about you, high school coaches, college coaches calling in, explaining what a good ball player you are. How do you like being home in San Francisco?
Well, this is amazing. You know, like, first, like, the cool weather, like, it's been humid everywhere we went, and all of a sudden here we had to bring a sweatshirt. So, you know, it's a good taste of home. You know, I haven't smelled the garlic yet. I'm waiting for that when the game starts. But it's amazing being back here, you know, like, for friends and family, can watch me play up close, and you know, it's just an awesome gift, and I'm so grateful to have the opportunity with Milwaukee to come back here.
Oh, absolutely. Eric Thames with us. Tell us a little bit of the background for fans who don't know you, growing up in the Bay Area, Bellarmine, a big star at Bellarmine, and then of course Cabrillo College and West Community College and all that went in your background, then getting drafted and all that. There's a good story behind you.
Yeah, it was a lot of work.
Yeah, it was.
You know, my hitting coach always has like an inside joke that, like, everything I do, I take the long way around, the scenic route. And and yeah, like, I had the goal after high school to go D1, so I put some time in, some JCs, and I transferred to Pepperdine.
Yeah.
And I went down there for a while, then drafted, and then you know, like, the timing wasn't right with my career. You know, I wasn't making smart choices, you know, on the field. You know, I needed to get better and develop. So I saw an opportunity overseas, and I took it, and I'm back here. So it's crazy, but I'm very fortunate.
Well, talk a little bit about Bellarmine. And look, you've been in this park before as a fan. You're looking for the garlic fries, I know that. But just growing up in the Bay Area, what kind of a kid were you? What kind of a sports fan were you?
Oh, I was definitely a Giants fan growing up. Big Barry Bonds fan. You know, one of my proudest memories is being at the last game at Candlestick when the helicopter came down and they picked up home plate and they carried it over here. You know, it's awesome. I mean, like, all my friends were all season ticket holders here. So I went to a lot of Giants games, a lot. But it's a little different now, you know. I'm not a fan, you know. It's all a memory. Now I'm a Brewers fan, and we're pushing for the playoffs right now. So we have to beat, you know, my former beloved Giants.
A very exciting time for the Brewers and Eric Thames. We're going to talk a lot about the season he's having, which has been terrific. Pass list here. Now, we had Reese Hoskins here this past weekend from Carmichael Jesuit High School. I think he had about 50 people here. What about you?
Oh, man, it's going to be, I mean, at least a BP pass list will be about 30 people alone. So we'll see. I know it's probably about 20 tickets each day and then 30 in the last day. So we'll see. I mean, that's the only tickets that, you know, I was able to get. So we'll see how many people bought their own ticket, and we'll see what's going to happen.
Life, and as a high school student, and also at Pepperdine, and you were all conference and things like that, and you had a lot of good things happen to you. What tell us a little bit about living through high school years and college.
It was a lot of work, you know. I had my dream, my goal was to be a Major League Baseball player, so I knew that wouldn't just happen. I wouldn't wake up one day with the talent and skill, so I knew I had to work at it. You know, I had to work very hard, I had to study, and I was fortunate enough to be around good coaches and good mentors that helped me out and kind of helped me shape my swing, especially to shape my mindset, my mentality. And that was pretty much it for high school. I mean, you know, I should have studied harder. I should have studied harder, but I was focused on baseball, which is what you don't want. You want to focus hard on both, but yeah, so it's all about work ethic. It's all about work, and, you know, I tried my best, and, you know, got to keep going. It's an ongoing process.
No, that's what I was told, that you work. I'll give you one anecdote. One of the writers for the Giants was telling me early in the season, when the Giants played the Brewers, you had a game where maybe you punched out a couple of times, and they said they left the ballpark and walked by the hitting cage, and one guy was in there sweating, working like at midnight on the swing, and that was you.
Yeah, that's one of those things. And, you know, I probably shouldn't do that as much just because it's such a long year. Don't want to get too tired, but it's one of those things. Yeah, like, if you feel something bad, you know, you want to be able to sleep at night with some good habits, fresh in your mind so you can sleep on it. And I'm a firm believer in that. And it doesn't mean take a million hacks, but just taking, you know, 5 or 10, just be able to clear your head, get everything working right, and then shut it down.
All right, let's talk about Korea, because I find it fascinating. I know people who are Korean baseball fans. We've seen many more Korean players coming over here. You went to Korea, had a tremendous, tremendous career in Korea, if I can say that. But first I want to ask you, what was life like there? Because obviously North Korea is in the news, and the Korean community is in the news all the time. What was it like for an American going over there?
It's actually great. You know, I really had no idea when I signed on that dotted line to go over there. I had no idea what to expect or anything. But once I got over there, you know, like the city I was in was like kind of in the countryside. So it was a small little town, small city, I should say. And it was amazing. The fans are very embracive. You know, I would say it's just like here, you know, like outside. I like about Milwaukee, the fans, you know, they cheer loud. They cheer you on. You know, if you're losing, it's all right. Just, you know, just do your best. You know, it's like that. I like that kind of spirit, you know. It was like that in Seattle as well when I was out there. Just the fans were just, all right, you know what, like, just do your best. That's all we want. You know, we want to enjoy the baseball. So over there, like, you know, like, it's like a soccer game. You know, there's always music throughout the game. There's cheerleaders, there's dances. And at first it was weird for me, like, coming back here because it was, like, so quiet. You know, like, the game, it's like the guys pitching the ball, it's like you hear people, like talking in the background. Like, what I could, before it was, like, loud music the whole game. But off the field, it was awesome. I mean, you would think it's not as Western because it's in South Korea. But, yeah, there's a lot of Army bases there. So there's a lot of American food, a lot of American restaurants. There's Outback, you know, stuff like that. So like, my first year, I lived there. I lived at, like, all the American places, you know. And my second year, I was, okay, I'm sort of exploring, start, you know, trying some more traditional Korean food, some, like, barbecue, some chicken, stuff like that. And definitely that, like, added to, so much growth for myself to be able to step out of my comfort zone and kind of say, all right, you know what, I'm just going to try a different culture, I'm going to learn about it, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
Well, what a great story. Eric Thames with us, one of the good stories of baseball, and just, I think, the story of baseball. You've done it well, and you sound like you're very happy about it. North Korea, did they ever think about that while you're there?
No, I mean, it's pretty much like every year there's always something going on. There's always a threat or somebody's upset. Yeah. And then, like, within a few weeks, it'd be over. So, you know, like, I had teammates that would come over for the first time, and they'd be panicking with their family and starting to pack their bags. And it's like, hey, just it's going to be okay. Relax. It's going to be all right. And then sure enough, it would just, like, kind of, you know, brush over. So I wasn't too afraid of that. I was worried about hitting, swinging at strikes. That's it.
I got you. No, but I love hearing your answer on that. All right. What kind of baseball is it over in Korea? Because you hit the heck out of the ball. You're a big star there.
It was a lot of practice. My first year, my first year, actually, I struggled bad, like striking out all the time, a lot of split finger fastballs. The way they pitch you is just so different compared to the States. And I had to learn. I had to adjust. I had to make up my mind. Okay, no more swinging at balls in the dirt. No more, you know, giving away at bats. And it's a lot tougher here. You know, guys throw a little bit harder and their stuff moves a little bit differently. So it's tough, but you have to make it up in your mind to kind of do that kind of stuff to work to get better. And I did. And, you know, I practiced nonstop to get the habits and, like, to get my subconscious mind kind of flowing. And it worked. I mean, my body was able to just, like, produce, and it worked out pretty well.
Oh, it's a great story. So now the Brewers come and get you and give you a nice contract to come back. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, you know, but
it's beautiful.
But even above that was just to get the opportunity. You know, that was all I really wanted. Like, I didn't want to be able to hit, you know, six, seven at bats and, all right, never mind, you're on the bench. But I wanted, like, constant opportunity to showcase my skill, and the Brewers were willing to do that. So that's why I'm here.
No, come on. They're not paying you in Korean money either. This is very good. I'm glad. Seriously, glad you're here. All right. But you have an April that's just off the charts, set all sorts of records. What was April all about for you? Because you came out of spring training. We saw you down in Arizona a couple of times. You hit the ball, and I remember it. But April was just off the charts for you.
Yeah, I just that was me playing at my core right there. It was like, I wasn't thinking about anything. I was just playing the game. I was on the autopilot. And, you know, then obviously, like, pitchers made adjustments, started nibbling more. The bigger strike zone here came into effect. For me, that's what I kind of realized. Well, the ball, you know, crossing, like, high, it's a strike now. You know, it's not a ball anymore. So starting to learn about that stuff. I mean, it's been a big learning experience the whole year. So yeah, April was great. You know, home runs and hits and whatever, that's all great. But to be able to learn, because obviously pitchers are going to adjust. Like, look at Judge right now. You know, like, guys aren't throwing him down the middle anymore. Like, they're going to corners. And it's tough. It's tough to hit that stuff. So it is what it is. You have to, as a hitter, you have to adjust, whether it's your swing or maybe like what you're looking for. And that's what I'm doing right now. So for me, it's a learning experience. You know, I have the rest of the year, and then, like, there's next year and stuff like that. So I'm really excited to apply what I've learned this first half or the first three quarters of the year and take it on in the future.
Yeah, boy, Eric Thames with us. And plus, you're in a pennant race. How about that?
I know. Everybody was shocked, but I don't think anybody's shocked anymore. You know, we've been in this all year. We had that skid after the All-Star break, but, I mean, we're even, what, 6 out of 7 now? Yeah, we're starting to swing it now. Our pitching is doing a great job as well. You know, we're really starting to believe in ourselves, and, you know, we're not worried about the Cubs or the Cardinals. You know, we just got to focus on our thing, what we're doing on the field, and then at the end of the day, we'll see what happens.
Well, what a great story. He's a power hitter in the big leagues, and how about the beard? The beard's looking pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I always had. I grew it long in the off season. I trimmed it up, you know, like an idiot, pretty much. I trimmed it up. And sorry, choked right there. But I'm starting to grow it out long now. I'm just going to let it eat, you know, till the postseason. And, I mean, hopefully you'll have, like, some mojo. So push it in the postseason, and then we'll see where we go from there. And who knows? I might just keep it going. It might be longer than Brian Wilson's. You know, we'll see.
That would be something, let me tell you. That would be something, especially out here. All right, we're sitting here together looking out at AT&T Park. You got to have some feelings that just run through you, just sitting out here watching the Giants take BP. You're going to be in this game tonight. What a moment for you. Whoever thought this was coming?
I know, yeah. I'm with you. I had no idea. I mean, I knew about it when I looked at the schedule in December, January, but, I mean, that's in August. That's so far away. And now it's here, and now just being in this park, it's awesome. I can't describe it.
Ever listen to KNBR?
A long time ago on the radio. I remember driving up to Candlestick. My mom would have the game on KNBR.
I love it. Eric, thanks so much. It's a pleasure to have you here. Good spirit, and hope for good things for you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, more coming up. KNBR 680.
The Sports Leader.